Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my report on the rare pink supermoon total solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th, 2024. There are so many exciting things to discuss about this eclipse, so I'm just going to go in order of the important points, and then I'm going to direct you to some more resources I've created to understand the implications of this eclipse even deeper. This eclipse is going to have a long string of visibility throughout North America, and people are going to be flocking to the path to see this. Things are going to get really crazy. I'm calling the theme of this eclipse Autonomy Awakens. Aries is the baby of the zodiac. It's the place where we individualize from the cosmic soup of Pisces in the astrological wheel. And the sun is in Aries, Venus is in Aries. Actually, Venus will be visible in the sky. Also, by the way, Jupiter could be visible in the sky, as well as a comet, possibly. Total eclipses are more rare, and this is the last time that the United States will be able to view one for a long time, until 2033. And that will only be in parts of Alaska. So the next eclipse to sweep across the 48 states is two decades away in 2044. So this is a really big deal. And regardless of whether you're in a space to be able to see this eclipse, the rarity, the power of this eclipse can be felt for all signs, for all people throughout the entire world. Now, one quick note about viewing solar eclipses. It's super dangerous. You can't do it with your naked eye. Just wanted to put a little safety tip in there. My seventh grade science teacher was actually almost completely blinded by a solar eclipse because he was trying to be a funny guy and viewing it when everyone was like, don't view it, don't view it. And he wound up with like super thick Coke bottle glasses his whole life and could barely see. So definitely look online for how you can view this safely. Don't be looking around for the other things visible in the sky unless you have a handle on how you can view them safely. But this is a very, very big time. And for those who can see it, it will be very cool and very rare. Let's place this eclipse in some context. Eclipse cycles happen in pairs, and there are always two signs that are at play with a dynamic at an eclipse time. In this case, it's Aries Libra. The storyline for what's happening at this time really had its origins in early 2023. And this storyline will continue until the middle of 2025. So now at this eclipse cycle here, we had the Libra eclipse March 25th. We've got the solar eclipse on April 8th. Of course, these days may, vary a bit depending on your time zone, but roundabout. So what we're talking about here is revolutionary changes in how you do relationships, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others. And this particular eclipse is bringing out your autonomy. This is helping you break out of codependency. This is helping you to show up in your relationships even more by first showing up for your primary relationship, which is yourself. Very often, it's so easy to sacrifice ourselves, what we want, who we are, our health, to serve other people, and it's very noble. And at the same time, this eclipse is calling to us the pitfalls of doing that. So for some people, health issues may arise from too much of doing too much. And if you're being proactive, you can start to make positive change without having to have any manifestations. This is a supermoon, which means it is going to be even more powerful. It's called the pink moon. I'd like for it to be called the pink moon because it will have a pinkish hue, but really it's because of flowers that tend to bloom at this time, which is why it was named such, but it's just a beautiful name for a very powerful event. Eclipses happen on the ecliptic, and the ecliptic is where we also have the north and south nodes. The north and south nodes in astrology, in my mind, are the two most important placements because they speak to our karma, our collective karma as humans, our family ancestral karma. If you believe in past lives, it could also be your past life karma. Whatever you believe in, there's a place for it in this type of cycle. We're basically the culmination. We are the culmination of many things, genetically, energetically, over this lifetime, could be previous lifetimes, depending on your beliefs. But we've got this pile up of energy that is us. And at eclipse time, we have a chance to clear the decks. So if there are old patterns, if there are old belief systems, if there's old history that's no longer serving us, and specifically this will be in how we view ourselves, how we treat ourselves, how we are in relationships, how we work with our primary relationship with ourself, how we work with our primary relationship with spirit, and how we connect with other people, and how we take care of our bodies or we don't. The view of our body as a sacred body temple, a sacred temple that houses God stuff, you know, is a possible revelation that people can have at this time. But regardless of the many ways that this can manifest, this is very much about you. So it's very exciting. Some areas to guard, your head, your neurological system, all of that can be on overload. If there are symptoms, get them checked out. If you have issues in those areas, now you may find a solution. If there's something that's been bothering you along those lines, maybe you could have information or resources come out at this time. Also, this fiery energy is going to affect the cardiovascular system. So if you have arrhythmia or anything like that, definitely look in to, you know, see how you can alleviate that. I'm not a doctor and I am not diagnosing or treating. You can look up for yourself that many heart conditions can be supported by having magnesium. So, you know, things like this you might find at this time that can help to soothe things that are going on sort of under the surface. But the symptoms might bubble up more because it's calling out to be addressed. The keynotes that are associated with this eclipse are new beginnings, initiations, anything having to do with instigating a whole new way of life. Now, it's interesting because the eclipse itself is in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. So there might be certain things that are not super clear about how you're going to implement or that have some things you've got to get through. But remember that the eclipse time is very strong, 4 to 6 weeks and sometimes more before and after the actual eclipse. So as the as Mercury regulates in its cycle into May, you'll still have plenty of opportunity to do something with the revelations or the discoveries or the decisions that you want to make having to do with this cycle. And it very much is about self-discovery. Anything else that you bring back to your other relationships that you try to step forward with are going to have a lot to do with a self-discovery process. So any steps you take along the lines of self-discovery are going to be well supported. This is a warrior energy, and ideally we'll use this warrior energy as a spiritual warrior and not a warrior coming out of anger, but a warrior coming out of motivation, inspiration, ambition to be in our highest selves. Aries energy is very much about seed planting, and so is the new moon. So this is an amazing time to plant seeds for things you want to create in the future, even if it's a very distant future, or even if it's a very soon future. The energy of seed planting is very strong at this time. Some ways that you can use this very, very epically powerful time is to set clear intentions. So the energetics of eclipses tend to multiply the power of a new moon by 3, or the power of a full moon at that time around 3-2. So there's this multiple times 3 thing that goes on. Also, I've talked about this in some previous reports. This is based on a personal observation that I've made over 20 years of watching eclipses. I've noticed that glass breaks around eclipse time. And if it does break, count yourself lucky because there's a lot of tension that goes into our electromagnetic fields during a time of great change like eclipse season, especially when there's included one very, very powerful eclipse like this. And all of that tension in your field can sometimes result in accidents and chaos and mishaps. And that's why it makes it more likely that glass will break. So if it does break, rather than be annoyed about it breaking, just say a little thank you to whoever you pray to, because it very well could have been protecting you from something worse because it sort of cleared the air from your field. And this is exactly what it does as far as the karmic clearing. So you can just wipe away years, decades, lifetimes of karma in an instant with this energy. So it's very, very powerful, and you can facilitate the process of clearing by setting clear intentions. You can begin new projects, even though it is in the midst of a Mercury retrograde. You can start an interim project that's moving along the path of what you're trying to do. This is a fantastic time to assert independence and to develop courage and for personal branding. You know, as I said, this is very much about you. So how you show up in the world, what people see, your look, you know, all of those things are very related. Now, if you want to do something drastic, you may want to wait until you get further into May, just because this retrograde energy lends itself to short-term things, but this eclipse is a very long-term thing. So researching how you may use this energy is great to do all throughout April. But if you have to implement something and nothing is breathing down your neck to do it, then you may want to give that a little space. Spiritually, it's amazing for meditation and reflection, any kind of energy work, release and let go ceremonies, affirmations, connecting with nature, and getting back to whatever you feel is your true self. It is so easy to get away from what our true selves are, and this period of time can help you navigate yourself back to yourself. So all of the information I've given you is for every sign. And if you are an Aries placement or the opposing sign Libra, this is going to be especially powerful for you. But everyone has ripe opportunities for positive change and growth and the endings of cycles and the beginnings of new ones. Not only do we have this eclipse energy in this sign, the sign of Aries, but we also have it in different houses. Houses are fields of experience we have as humans. And every sign has the eclipse in a different area of their charts. So I have actually made a beautiful page with lots of resources to tell you where it's going to be for you. And then I have separate videos for each of those locations. So you can, you know, check them out for your sun sign, your rising sign. Go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. That's www.anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. I will have it listed for both the March eclipse and this April eclipse, what houses are being influenced for each of the signs. And then I have videos corresponding with those houses below that you can watch so that you can understand as much as possible about how this eclipse cycle is affecting you. Because like I said, it will be in effect for a while, you know, until the middle of 2015, and it has been in process for a while. So if you want to understand this better, those resources will help you. I will link that resource in the notes underneath the podcast and the video. I'll put it in the little information box in the top right of the YouTube video. You can go there, you know, with the information that I gave you. And here's a second place for you to find more information about how these eclipses will help you. www.anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. On this page, you'll find my podcast and YouTube current astrology player, and you can scroll through the players and find the April reports and watch the one for your sun sign for sure. And if you know your rising sign, you can watch for that as well. And in those reports for April, I also go more into how you may see effects from not only this eclipse, but also this once in 84 year Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's in full effect this month. So this is a really, really powerful time. I want to help you make the most of it. So check those resources out. If you want to learn astrology, I can teach you. I've got an astrology certification course where I can bring you from zero to professional astrologer in a short amount of time with my amazing system. So you can see that at beastropro.com, beastropro.com. I'll see you in the next report. Bye.